Hello everyone, this is Kim from Off the Dome Podcast, and our topic today is going to be Church Hurt and Leandria Johnson. Leandria Johnson has been on, I think, just YouTube. You can find her videos on YouTube, Facebook. For those of you who don't know who Leandria Johnson is, Leandria Johnson is a gospel singer. She participated in the BET Gospel Sunday Best competition, and she actually won the competition about 8 years ago. Well, she's been in news. This is not the first time she's been in the news, but she's been on the social media platform lately, and you can find a series of her videos and she goes on a rant about the church. So initially, I was going to do this podcast a few days ago, but I decided to stop and actually pay attention to each video that I saw. And I even went back to years ago when she was posting videos just to see if I could tell a difference in what she was saying. So recently, prior to the Essence Music Festival, which was held about a week or two ago, she goes on a rant on social media about the church and the politics of the church. She goes on and she curses, she uses some foul language, and she name drops in one of her videos. And initially, I was kind of upset that she was actually making these videos. I didn't agree with them because of such the foul language used in the same sentence as the church. But then as time went on and I listened more and more to her, I kind of related to what she was saying. Do I condone how she's getting her message out there? No, I don't. I think that there should be a better way for her to send the message that she's sending, because a lot of people would then kind of relate to where she's coming from. But all someone hears now is the foul language that's used, and that's all someone's going to hear, and they're not going to want to hear anything else she has to say. What she's saying is pretty legit. The politics of the church has been in place for a long time. The problem is that we sweep it under the rug and we step over it and act as if it's just not there. The place of the church is supposed to be for refuge, for confidentiality, somewhere to go when you feel like there's nowhere else to go, somewhere to go to mend your heart. That's what the church is for, and for a better understanding of the word that is being read. So that's what the church, I feel like the church is for. But if you ask my children what the church is for, they have a different understanding of the church. And a lot of young people are not going to church for this very reason, because somewhere along the lines, they saw a form of church hurt. And church hurt could be plenty of things. It could be the leaders of the church. It could be finance. It could be confidentiality, sexuality. It's plenty of things that have caused a lot of hurt within the church. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that people are mad at God. What I'm trying to say is that the people within the church has done something or said something in some way, form, or fashion to cause great pain on people for them to stop going to the house of the Lord. So as I listened to her, I could tell that there was a cry for help. And even as I went back to videos before the videos that I saw of recent, I could tell that she was crying for help. Now, if you've watched Sunday's Best, then you know that she was surrounded by some of the gospel community big heavy hitters. You had Kirk Franklin, who hosted the show. You had the judges such as Yolanda Adams, Kim Burrell, Donnie McClurkin, Mary. So she was surrounded by some heavy hitters. And instead of taking her under their wing, they kind of like distanced themselves from her, which was wrong because she was a babe in Christ. So if you followed the show or you know anything about Leandria, then you know that she was an open book. There was nothing that she hid. She was really open and honest about coming to the competition with actually nothing. She had nothing. She was homeless. She was sleeping out of a car. She was a drug addict. So you have a woman who went to sleep with this old lifestyle, but she woke up and she automatically had cars, she had money, she had houses, she had a way to take care of her kids. But not only did she have a way to take care of her kids, we, America, who voted, provided her with a way to go back to what she was used to, but be able to afford it and look as if she was not doing anything. We can't act like when she won, she was going to be put on this pedestal with these high expectations when she came in with low expectations of herself. So unless Sunday's Best offered her counseling and how to deal with her new lifestyle, we could not have expected her to know how to deal with that. We could not have expected her to go and not look back on her past and just look to the future. We could not have expected that. And it saddens me to know that because of her past, that these people who should be guiding her and there for her step by step chose not to. You know, shortly after she won, LeAndrea Johnson, she came out, she made her first album, but then she had a backslide where, and in the midst of that backslide, she ended up pregnant. And this is the first time that we see those who took her in and made her feel some kind of way had turned their back on her. They didn't want anything to do with her. They wanted her to sit down and just not be seen, you know, because she was representing what we know to be the gospel community. And that's just, that wasn't good enough for them. But LeAndrea, she just kept going. You couldn't sit her down because she kept singing. She kept showing up to shows. She kept doing speaking engagements. She kept showing up. So having someone pregnant out of wedlock and up on stage was basically telling the gospel community, you know, it's okay. And that's how, I'm not saying that I know for a fact that's how they felt, but I'm pretty sure they felt like this is the wrong person representing what we stand for. She's condoning sex, you know, sex without being married. And that's what she stood for. And she said they tried that for a long time. After she had the baby, she did go back into the studio to make another album. And it was with the same people who had shunned her. So she opened herself back up to those same people and she went on about her business. Well, I think that after setting her off the show for the Essence Festival, she was supposed to perform in a tribute to Dottie Peoples. After setting her down, I think that is what put the icing on the cake. And when I say that she goes into everything, she goes into everything. She goes on to say in one of her videos how someone, when she got pregnant, someone came to her and told her it would be best that she abort the baby. And that she knew of others that they had said this to. And she just wasn't going to have it. And I mean, she spills the beans on a lot of people, and I know that she hurt a lot of people in the long run. I think she's still making videos because she's not done yet. I know she said that third week in August she was gonna hold something, and that on where you could come and see her perform, and she was going to out a little some more people. I hope that she doesn't take that route. I hope that she is learning her lesson, and I hope that she knows what she's gonna do if she does that. She's gonna cause a train wreck. She's gonna blacklist herself. So I'm hoping that if LeAndrea Johnson has any sense about herself, just not handle it that way. I think that she should confront whoever has hurt her. I think that there needs to be some kind of healing to take place. So whoever has hurt her within the church, that's who she needs to confront. Not go on rants and curse and use the church in the same sentence. So my question is, do you think that we as Christians drop the ball on someone like LeAndrea? Do you think that we could do better? I know for a fact that I could do better, because as Christians and someone who has a good relationship with God, our job is to do, not to sit and watch. We do. We get up. We pull others up from the valley. We show them, we tell them that, you know, better days are coming. We show them that better days are coming. We guide them in the right direction. And I think that if she had some of that in her life, that she would be better. Let me know what you think.